This is the Inferno Podcast. It's the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place every week for an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode is brought to you by Pearl River Resort. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 8 here of the Inferno Podcast. Scott Griffin with you. We've got a really interesting show for you today with the women's soccer team as they are going to be here and talk a little bit about their success so far this year. Of course, the rundown, we'll start with that with the head coach. Always brought to you by Legacy Credit Union, the official credit union of UAB Athletics. Lisa Mann joins us. She's from England. She's here, and she'll talk a little bit about the year so far, which has got an odd statistic to it as well. We'll get into that. Blazer of the Week, Caitlin Keeling, the fine junior midfielder from Tulsa, Oklahoma, is also here. So we'll dive into women's soccer a little bit. Of course, you can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, wherever you get our show, Instagram, obviously. Just be sure you like and subscribe and get those notifications for when the different deals come out and the different podcasts. They try to come out at the end of the week as well. So soccer is on the forefront here for the Inferno Podcast. So we'll take a look at that, take a break, and come back with more. You're watching the Inferno Podcast. Hang on.
Are you getting sacked by monthly fees on your checking account? Trent Dilfer here, head coach of the UAB Blazers. Legacy Credit Union's everyday checking account can get you back in the game. No minimum balance, no monthly fees, and get paid up to 2 days early. Check out LegacyCreditUnion.com for more information and apply today. Legacy, the official credit union of UAB.
Welcome back to the Inferno Podcast. Scott Griffin here along with women's head soccer coach Lisa Mann. Of course, the Coach's Corner brought to you by Pepsi and Viva Health. Lisa, how are you?
Doing very good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Kind of give us a microcosm look at the year so far.
We've had a very good year. I think we performance-wise, anyway, we've been really pleased, you know, as a coaching staff with every game that we've played, aside from maybe a half, first half potentially against Samford, but every other half that we've played, I feel we've been really, really good this year. Unfortunate not to have a couple more wins.
Yeah.
I mean, you see in our record, we've had a number of draws, but I think a couple of those draws potentially could have been wins, but you know we couldn't quite get the ball over the line. But performance-wise, we've been really pleased with the team this year.
So say your record again, because there's five draws, five ties, as we say. Yeah. You call it draws, but what's the record again?
It's three wins, two losses, and five draws. Yeah.
So half, literally half, in a draw.
Yeah.
And then, and I had asked you before the cameras were rolling, is that odd? And you said not necessarily, but that's a lot, obviously, in the first 10.
Well, we always try to schedule tough teams.
Yeah.
So when you schedule tough teams, there, you know, there's some that are right around our level. We want to be pushed to really test ourselves in the non-conference especially. And then once we hit conference, any team can beat any team on any given day. So with playing teams of that caliber, you know, sometimes you cancel each other out and it's just trying to find a way just to get that potential one goal that, you know, puts you over the line and gets the win. But very often, yeah, they can end in a draw because neither team, you know, can find a way to get that winner. So,
and not many coaches have the courage to kind of have that kind of mentality as far as scheduling, right? Because, you know, some people want to get some wins just because a lot of people are just going to glance at your record and go, oh. But you have to have a little bit about you to schedule that way to make yourself get ready for conference play, right?
Yeah, that's always been my mentality. We want to win titles. And, you know, to win titles, you have to be tested to your very best levels, that could mean, you know, early on that you potentially don't get a win, but you learn far more from that game than, you know, if you scheduled a potentially a weaker team.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, get a win on your record. So that's never been my mentality, to just get wins on the schedule. It's always been to test our players to their very best, so to prepare us for when we hit conference and we're ready. So.
All right. So the most recent, you take on Memphis, who's number 9 in the country, and you have a tie or a draw again, as you call it, then. So I'm guessing you are improving and along the path you want to be on at this point. Is that fair? Or,
well, again,
the coach is never satisfied. I know that. But.
Well, of course we'd want to. I'm never happy with a draw, but
right.
You know, you go to the number 9 team in the nation who's won every game bar one. They had a tie against Tennessee, who I think, were, you know, going into the game, were ranked 6th in the nation.
Yeah.
So it looks like a great draw on paper. We're never satisfied, though. You know, they had a chance potentially to win it at the end, but even the goal they scored, they had a minimal amount of space. I don't think we gave them a lot the entire game. We managed to get the lead. So even to come away with a draw, we were slightly disappointed in that. But, you know, Memphis is one of the best teams in the league. They've won the league the last couple of years. They're always up there. They're ranked in the top 10 in the nation. So a draw coming out of that one on paper is a very good result for us.
And right now, for folks watching, the 6th in the conference, so right in the middle of the pack right now. But what do you foresee, and are you getting better from day one to now?
Well, the two teams that we've played in conference so far, they're probably two favorites for the league title. So, obviously, we played Rice first. Mm-hmm. That was a 3-3 draw. A bunch of set pieces both teams scored on the day. I felt we were the better team overall. Think we deserved a win in that one. But, you know, their record was very, very good coming into the game as well. They've knocked off some really good teams. So, you know, we've played two of the toughest teams that will be challenging for the league already, and we got a point in both games. So we will be in every game that we play. We've got to try to turn some of these draws into wins. If we can start doing that, starting with, you know, UTSA at home in our next game, a win can shoot you up the league. So hopefully we can turn some of these draws into wins.
Is there a common thread on when you're getting these draws? Like, we're not doing this, we're not getting back defensively, or the spacing's not there, or is it just different stuff?
It's fine margins at this level. You get a chance. We're actually generating very high quality chances. If you don't take it in that moment, you don't get a huge number of them in any game, and you've got to be clinical when you take them. And then, you know, defensively, we're one of the best defensive teams in the league as far as how many goals we've conceded this year. The quality of chances we're giving opponents is, they're not very high quality chances. Even the goal Memphis scored the other day, it's not a very high quality chance. The girl has clipped it right over our goalkeeper. It's at the far top corner. So we're very happy with, you know, the defensive side of things, but it's just tiny margins, maybe some individual errors, but it's just one error. You know, they've been unbelievable the whole game, and they might take one step wrong, and it lets, you know, a half of a yard, and they get a shot off, and their play is clinical. So there's nothing major that we need to change. It's just, I would say, in both boxes, you've got to be almost perfect in your own box, and you've got to be clinical when you get in the opponent's box. So
explain, if people, what do you mean by clinical? Just detailed and precise, and is that what I'm hearing?
In the finishing aspect.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we generate a chance. It's difficult to generate chances on teams. You know, they've got 11 players. They're trying to stop you from scoring, and we've generated those chances. It's then in that final action, having a little bit more composure, finding, you know, the area in the goal that's open. Mm-hmm. You know, Ava Mills did it against Memphis the other day. We were clinical in that moment. We didn't generate a lot against Memphis. We've got a little break. We've slotted her through, and she's buried a bottom corner. So that's the type of clinical nature that I'm talking about that puts you over the line and gets you the wins.
All right, so offensively, UAB has 3 games of over 3 goals. So how do you feel about offensively? Again, coach is never pleased. I get that, but just overall.
Well, last year in conference, I thought we played really, really well. Probably maybe three games into conference, where we were starting to look very, very good in attack. We were generating very high quality chances, but we didn't take them. That was a theme. I felt that the game that ended our season last year at the conference tournament against Rice, I thought we were by far the better team, and we didn't take our chances on the day, and they scored two set pieces and they win the game. So
when you say that, I mean, you're just talking about hesitation to execute? Is that what you're talking about?
Not hesitation, just the quality in the final action.
Okay.
To put the ball in the back of the net. And the goals they score are off set pieces. So it's, free kicks, corner kicks,
yeah.
Where they've drew up a very good play or we didn't quite clear the ball. So coming into this season, we added a couple of additions. We were very excited about how our spring looked. We kept a big chunk of the roster together. We developed over the spring, and we were coming in with ambitions to win this league this year. We knew that, performance-wise, we would be up there, but was it going to be the same story where we don't quite take our chances to win games? But we've had a couple of games this year where we've exploded, in the attack.
Yeah.
We've had ULM, we beat ULM 5-0, and they're a very good side. There was, not much in that game. We were ruthless in that game, and we beat them 5-0. So there's been a couple of games where in attack, we've been clinical. We've been on it. The Memphis game, we don't get too many chances, and we bury a chance. But then there's other games where we it's that consistency maybe now.
Yeah.
Last year, we didn't really have it. This year it's a little bit inconsistent. So we're hoping that consistency will start to come in the remainder of the conference games.
And then figuring out what it took to score and get that chance and make a stop when you need it and all that. And
yep.
Knowing what it took, right?
Yeah, well, we're still creating.
Yeah.
Every game we're creating. Yeah. So it's the inconsistency and, the final action that's kind of holding back those wins right now.
So two losses out of 10. So again, 3-2-5. Both by one goal, Ole Miss, Central Florida.
Two power schools.
So you're in every, there's no, to your point, if you're scheduling difficult and you're in every game, that's a positive.
Well, we learned a lot of lessons in both of those games. So, again, you asked me with the types of teams we're scheduling, we might not get the wins.
Right.
Those two are two prime examples. You put any power school on your schedule, that could be a loss. But we went toe-to-toe with both of those teams. We learned a lot coming out of those two games. So we potentially could have drawn both as well.
Yeah.
We had a goal disallowed against Central Florida, and we felt it was a, try not to talk about official calls on this, but we had a very dubious penalty given for Ole Miss to win the game. We felt it was outside the box. I'd rather go toe-to-toe with those teams and actually get a lot out of it than maybe play a team that doesn't quite challenge us and we get the win.
Yeah. So if you're doing that, then it's just a matter of this clicking mentally or whatever you're looking for with your team, and you might could go on a run here. And is it all about getting ready for the conference tournament? Because some basketball guys do that, right? The regular season, you want to win, obviously, as much as you can. But it's really getting ready for that tournament where you get the berth, right?
Well, that's obviously that's the way it is.
Yeah.
You win the conference tournament, you get the automatic bid for your league. I actually think winning the regular season is more of a true measure of who best team is.
No
because,
doubt.
You've played everybody in your league and somebody ended up at the top across all of that. But that doesn't get you the bid. So, as long as you qualify, you put a run together through the tournament and you get the automatic bid for the league. But we're not giving up on the league title yet.
Yeah.
We've played two of the toughest teams. I believe every game we go into, we can win. Every team we've gone toe-to-toe with every team that we've played. Other than Memphis, we had to play a certain way to get a result. We know how we can get a result. But every other game, we've went toe-to-toe with every team. So any team that's left on our schedule, they're all very good, but I wouldn't say, any better than teams we've already faced this season. So we're more than up for the challenge to potentially go for the title. We're not giving up on that until it's obviously a fit mathematically done. And then obviously your attention moves to qualifying for the tournament and potentially winning the tournament.
Lisa Mann, our guest, the women's soccer coach here at UAB on the Inferno podcast, again brought to you by Pepsi and Viva Health. When you got here, what did you find? Did you find that you had to really put this kind of imprint on it, or was it pretty good? Or just, and I'm not asking you to diss anybody, just what did you find?
Well, they had a very, very solid program before we came in, but you know, they were in a different league. They were in Conference USA at the time. I was hired in the January after their final season in Conference USA, and they finished third. Rice won the league, and there was six teams from Conference USA that moved over to the American with us.
Right.
So didn't score a lot of goals in open play. You know, I drew statistics up on my interview to kind of show that side of things. They were very, very strong on set pieces, and that got them over the line in a number of conference games, and that helped them finish third. And then they lost first round of the conference tournament. So coming in, we had some good foundations in place, I would say. But, you know, as a coaching staff, we have our, you know, style of play that we wanted to bring in. It was different to what they had been playing. So although they had success with it, it just didn't fit our vision of how we wanted to play. And, you know, but now you've got kind of a mix of players that were pretty much the prior coaching staff, and we've got that first season, we kind of have to do a mix of things. We can't bring in everything that we want, because you don't have, you know, the players to play the way that you want to play. So, you know, I thought we did quite well the first year. We qualify for the tournament and we lose first round.
Right.
But in a significantly tougher league. I think the only Conference USA, that team that finished above us that year, was Charlotte, I believe. Then coming in last year, there was us and Rice were tied for fourth. No other Conference USA team finished above us. So I do feel we've improved,
right.
You know, on that aspect. It's been teams that were in the American that have, you know, finished above us. Last year it was Memphis, South Florida, and ECU that finished above us. We were tied with Rice. So we're getting better every year. But this year I actually feel that we are able to implement our style of play a lot more. We can dominate the ball a lot more. We can press higher up the field a lot more instead of, you know, in the past, they sat a little bit lower. We do sit low in certain moments of games, but we also want to be able to press higher up the field. So
I'm assuming you played, obviously, growing up, whatever. And I thought this was interesting. The Oak Mountain coach here for the local high school was a goalkeeper, but he won 50, 60 games in a row recently before he got stopped, and he does a pressing style. And I asked him, why is that? He goes, because I would have hated that as a player. So you as a player, is part of your philosophy and style on something that you did as a player or you hated to face as a player? Is that part of your...
With the ball, probably. I was a central midfielder that dictated games. I could play in front of a back line and get on the ball and build attacks. And I could play behind strikers and create from that area.
Yeah.
So as far as, you know, the way that we play in possession... probably has an influence on that. The defensive style of things, you know, it's more to do with where you want to win the ball. We do want to try to win it closer to the opponent's goal. You don't want to always be, you know, in your half of the field. You don't score unless you can get into the opponent's half. So the pressing side of things is probably more to do with areas we want to win the ball in and keeping them away from our goal. In possession, probably influenced by the way that I played here.
So have you found that soccer in the Birmingham area, as far as recruiting and interest, it's probably better than you imagined when you got here? Am I correct on that?
We've got a lot of teams in this area. You know, we try to recruit the best. You know, we've got Ava Mills herself is from Alabama. So, you know, every year we do try to get the best from the local clubs. We've got good relationships with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think even before the Memphis game, you know, our associate head coach Mark Hiller and assistant Lucas Costa, they were both out recruiting with the Samford coaches. They were both there, so we're known in the community. We had a great turnout in the community as well, which kind of shows, you know, there's a lot of interest in the programs in this area.
So finally, what kind of player, if you could put a common attribute to each individual player, what are you looking for?
It depends on your position that you play. Generally, you're going to have to be able to keep the ball under pressure, you know, whether you play in the back line or whether you're a forward. Forwards, you need to be able to threaten the opponent's goal. You're going to have some exceptional qualities that get you there, whether that's, you know, speed to run in behind, whether that's technical ability where you can, you know, Avery Berryman, one of our forwards, she's incredible on the ball. She can beat players 1v1. She's not going to, you know, run in behind with blistering pace, but she's able to get up there in another excellent way. Mm-hmm. Our central midfielders are very good in possession of the ball. But you also have to have a general athleticism to play at this level. So you can't just be good on the ball. You're going to have to be able to compete athletically in our league.
Final question, what mentally do you look for? Do you look for a certain kind of mindset?
Well, we watch, obviously, when we recruit, we're looking for how you respond, you know,
to adversity, I bet.
And you have to have that, you know, because especially in our game is a game of mistakes. Every player will make a mistake. You will give up the ball. No player will be 100% with their duels, with their passes, with their finishing. And it's all about how you respond after that. We train that as well. The second we lose the ball, there's no time to dwell on who lost it and maybe the mistake you made. It's the reactions to try to win it back or to make sure you get back in. So we do train that. But we do actively look for those qualities as well when we're recruiting.
That's fantastic. Good year so far. We'll see what happens at the end. Lisa, thanks for hanging out with us.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, that's the UAB women's soccer coach, Lisa Mann, here on Coach's Corner. Coming up, we'll have our Blazer of the Week. Stay with us on the Inferno podcast.
If in life, it's a world of possibilities. If you go for a night out with friends. If you can keep an eye on your money along the way. If you know you have overdraft protection with no fee transfers from savings. When you get a low balance alert, it's easier to say yes to fun. If that sounds good, try Regions Life Banking.
Stay ready for the if in life. Regions Bank embrace the if in life.
Welcome back to the Inferno Podcast. Scott Griffin here with our Blazer of the Week, women's soccer player, Caitlin Keeling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. You're from Tulsa, Oklahoma, a junior. Mm-hmm. Started about half the games last year, approximately. Started eight games. Kind of tell us about your style as a defensive midfielder.
Yeah. So in the defensive midfield, I feel like my job is to kind of just control the ball, control the style of the game, win all my battles, and I mean, even this year I've scored a goal off set pieces, so kind of just all around the field, making a difference.
Yeah, you don't get to score much.
No.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Tell us about how you scored that one. Is it a long way off, or was it a set? Or?
So it was against Rice in our tie against Rice, but it was off a set piece, a corner. Abby Burns took the corner, and I came from the back post and headed it in. So, yeah.
Pretty good feeling.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
I hope you got a photo of that somewhere. Yeah.
Yes, I think they did.
You could put that on the wall. So tell us a little bit about your feeling on the team, because we talked to Coach about it. You've had so many ties, or draws as she calls them, about half of the time, but she schedules difficult. Is that good? Because you really don't have a game off where you're going to, you know.
Right, yeah. So I think all of the games we've played have been really competitive, and like she said, playing these really good teams prepare us for conference, and our conference is really good, so each game is a challenge. And yeah, even last year, like she was saying, I think we struggled to finish in the final third, and this year I think we've kind of proven so far that, like, even in certain games where we won 5-0, that we're scoring this year, mm-hmm. we're creating more chances, and yeah.
So do you feel like you're getting better as a team?
Yes.
And then where are you getting better?
Yeah.
Or maybe everywhere, but.
Yeah. I think, honestly, just like the people we have this year and our chemistry is a big thing. But also, even like some of our forwards, Avery Berryman, they're just creating a lot for us. And then we have a really solid back line. We had the same last year. But I think all around our bench, anyone on the field, it's really solid, and they give us a good chance at winning every game. So,
and this, you brought up something, because I had a daughter that was an athlete, and it's interesting dichotomy to me with men and women's athletes. You want to have a team that gets along,
right?
Because that helps you, because it's all for one, one for all, right? But in women's sports, it's more pronounced, isn't it? So it's very important if you guys do like each other, like hanging around each other and have that spirit. And I think, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, in women's athletics, it means more to you there, and it can create a really better team bond than even men's athletics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. I think, yeah, our team is really close. Off the field, we're always together. We don't really spend much time apart from each other, and I think that is one of the biggest factors in like how we're playing this year. We're all just a very close-knit team, and yeah.
So do you have funny people, or everybody likes to study, or what's that common?
We have a really good mix, I feel like. we've got some funny ones. Mainly, I feel like our internationals are just, they're the class clowns, I'd say. but yeah, and then we've got some really smart people too, really, really good grades. We've just got a good, well-balanced team. Yeah.
So you got some tutoring that can go on.
Yes, yes.
Will you help me with this, right?
Yes, for sure.
All right, so what do you see on the field? Because you guys have had some explosions offensively, you've been good defensively. How would you characterize this team if you had to write a paragraph about it? Here's what we are right now so far. Not that it couldn't change.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'd say our team is just really creative, and we're getting better each game. I feel like each game defensively, we've been really strong. Like Lisa was saying, our back line and our defensive third, it's been really good. And then I think our offense is just – like it can only go up from here, get better. So, yeah, I think we're just all around a really creative, technical team that has been finding the back of the net a lot more this year.
And you don't lose. I mean, you've lost 2 of 10. They've had all the ties, but which tells me defensively is where this thing's built first,
yes.
Which is good.
Right.
That's where you got to start, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so how have the ties affected you guys mentally? You still get a point in this sport. So it's not like you lost. You didn't win, but you didn't lose. How do you guys affect it? Is it still a positive for you? And you still, but just obviously you want to win, so you got to take what you can from each tie.
Yeah. So I think it kind of depends on what the game was like. So in the Rice game, we came out with a draw, but I feel in that game we could have won. We probably should have won. So after that game, I think we were all a little bit disappointed. But obviously we were ready to move on to the next one. And then Memphis, they're ranked number 9 in the nation. So a tie against them, I think for us, that was really big. And it was more of a positive in the end. I think we were proud of how we played. And though we didn't create much, I think it was a good opportunity. And
So if you were a stock, are we doing this?
Yeah, I think so.
Lately?
Yeah.
I mean, because again, for folks watching, again, Memphis was the last one. Number 9 in the country. They've only tied twice. They haven't even lost a game.
Yes. They've tied us in Tennessee. So I think, yeah, we're going up from here.
Going up. So you've been here 3 years.
Yes.
The best team so far, the best chemistry, the graph going up.
Yes, I believe
of your
so.
Career so far?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, like Lisa was saying, our freshman year, it was my freshman year. It was kind of just a different style of play and maybe not what they wanted to get across as their style of play. But last year it was more of theirs. And then this year I think all of us are bought in and we play how they would like us to play. And I think it's working. So
you got to like the coach too, I think. Getting back to the women's athletics thing, it's difficult to dislike a coach and perform.
Yeah.
For any human, really. So, and I'm not saying you got to love everything about your coach, but what about that and her being able to, and the staff, getting you guys to play your best? Is that communication and, you know, is it on par and what you want it to be?
Yeah. I think all three of them do a really good job at, just getting their points across, but also making sure we're doing good outside of soccer. So I think they do a really good job of that. And just, yeah.
Caring about you as a person, but not just on the team where they get paid, right?
Yes. So, yeah, we have check-ins all the time just to make sure that we're doing well off the field, before practice, after practice. So, yeah. They do a good job.
All right, so you came from Tulsa, Oklahoma. How did that, because we were joking that you're not a Golden Hurricane.
No, yeah.
Which is Tulsa, obviously, for people watching. So how did that happen?
So I actually got recruited by the old staff. But I think just the whole aspect of UAB, I want to go to PA school in the end. So the whole medical background, I was very, like, that was very attractive to me. And then the whole soccer aspect as well. I think just the girls around here, even the ones that are still here from the old staff, just a very good culture and environment here.
Yeah. So, and you've stayed, which is rare in collegiate athletics, regardless of sport.
Yep.
You guys were talking about half the team is basically gone. You know, you get new people and people transfer in. So that same thinking to stay here?
Yes. Yeah. I think a lot of us just love it here in Birmingham, too. It's a really good city. And
what do you like about it?
The food is really good here.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, it's really good.
The restaurants.
Yes, the restaurants are really good. Every time my family comes, I take them somewhere new. So, yeah.
All right. That's cool. And then, obviously, the curriculum.
Yes.
It's right here. It's worldwide known. All those things, right?
Yes.
So
academics,
yeah,
for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about, we have fun with the lightning round here where we kind of, that's a nice transition to, I may ask you some off-the-wall questions.
Okay.
So you got to be ready. And there's no right or wrong answer.
Okay.
It's whatever is the top of your mind. So what's your go-to place to eat in Birmingham? Do you have a favorite or maybe an experience recently of a new one you went, wow, that's pretty good?
I know a lot of us love Jack Brown's. I don't know.
Jack Brown's, I'm familiar. Yeah. The
yes,
burger.
The burgers. The burgers are so good there.
And you're from Tulsa, where
I'm
it's
from Tulsa.
You're, I would think, an aficionado.
Yes.
On steaks and burgers.
We have some good burgers there, too. But yeah, my family comes, I take them there. All of us go there all the time here, too. So
it's eclectic.
Yes, it is.
Right? It's got stuff on
it's
the
a good
walls
environment. And,
yeah. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so if it's something besides a burger, do you have another one? Or that's college budget,
yeah,
obviously.
I think, like you mentioned, a steak. I mean, back in Oklahoma, steak is a great one. We have it before all of our away games, so it's a very common staple on our team.
I hear you. So what else do you like about the city, coming from the outside? Because we hear that all the time, those of us that live here, that every outsider loves Birmingham, because you're 4 hours from great mountains, you're 4 hours from great beaches.
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, like there's just a lot of cool pockets around here, even like the Homewood areas, and we go to Oak Mountain a lot. There's just a lot of cool areas with culture here too. So
yeah,
yeah,
great state park.
Mm-hmm.
So why PA school? What has gravitated there? Is that a family thing or just your interest? Or
no, not really. I feel like ever since I was younger, I wanted to help people. I know that's kind of a cliche, but I've worked at a PT clinic before, and I think that just like seeing that environment, that's what I want to do. I want to help people and work with people. I think that's something big for me, is just to be with people. So
how long have you had that inclination?
Maybe just since high school.
Okay, so you figured it out in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what about your position is the most difficult? And you're like, I hate this part of being a midfielder. And then, man, I love this part about being a midfielder.
Midfield, there is a, I think a lot of people know this, but there's a lot of running involved in the midfield.
A lot of running, yes.
So, yeah, I'd say maybe that, it's not my least favorite part, but sometimes it's a little tough to do all the running, but I enjoy it. And then my favorite part, I think, is in games whenever I can get on the ball a lot and just control the game. I think that's when I have the most fun. So
when you're touching it?
Yeah, when I'm touching it. Yeah,
which doesn't happen all the time.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty cool. You have a favorite sports movie or sports moment or? Let's start there. Uh-huh. What's your favorite sport? It may be from high school.
Uh-huh. Sports movie, you said?
Moment.
Oh, moment.
That you've had personally.
Mm.
Or maybe it's at UAB.
Yeah. I mean, this year playing against Rice, we were tied 2-2, and when I scored the third goal, I think that was probably up there for me. Even though we ended up tying, I think at the time it was the game winner. So, yeah.
That close to the game winner.
Yeah, that was close for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite sports movie? Getting back to that.
Ooh, that's tough. I think when I was younger, I always liked She's the Man, I think it was. I don't know if you've ever
She's
seen
the Man.
That.
No, yeah. I haven't seen that.
Soccer movie. Kind of funny,
It had
though.
To be soccer.
Yeah. Not too crazy about soccer in the movie, but yeah, it's funny.
All right, so what's on your Spotify, whatever you do to get your music? What are you listening to?
I'm a big country girl.
Really?
Yeah, I love country. I'm from Oklahoma, but...
You have to.
Yeah, I love country.
So what artists?
Oh, that's tough. A lot of Cody Johnson lately, Jason Aldean, Zach Bryan.
No Laney?
Yeah, I like her too.
She's
real
country.
Yes, I like old country too, like some Toby Keith, those artists.
So you like? It seems like everybody that likes country likes old country too.
Yes, I do.
What is that about? I wonder.
I don't know. It's just the vibe of it.
The vibe, the grassroots.
Yes.
Of it. By the way, for you don't know, Lainey Wilson is her fiance is a guy that is from the Birmingham area.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah, Mortimer Jordan. Lame fact there. So you see yourself as you graduate, get out. What do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Yeah, I think I would hope to be a PA by then.
Yeah, I would hope so too.
Yeah.
Your parents would hope so.
Me too, yes.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably go back home, I'm assuming, but you never know. Build a life there and yeah.
That's good.
Start there.
Well, congratulations on a great career so far. You still got another year.
Mm-hmm.
And PA school and all that things. Caitlin Keeling, our Blazer of the Week on a team that's really fast rising in the American Conference Soccer Wars. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. Blazer of the Week. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Inferno podcast. Hang on.
Trent Dilfer here, head football coach of the UAB Blazers. Get out there and tackle your financial goals with a new credit card from Legacy Credit Union. Legacy offers multiple credit cards for whatever your financial objectives are. You can begin earning rewards today with a credit card from Legacy Credit Union. Legacy, the official credit union of UAB.
Welcome back to the Inferno podcast. This week in Blazer Nation brought to you by Children's of Alabama. We just talked a ton about soccer. Ironically, they lead off our schedule this week as the women's soccer team has Texas San Antonio coming in at 7 o'clock September 25th. That'll be over at the soccer stadium there. Volleyball still going on. They just got through that Sanford tournament last weekend. They've got Wichita State coming up September 26th. Men's tennis in the Sanford Invitational is the 26th through the 28th. Now, men's soccer back against Missouri State on the 27th. More volleyball, UAB volleyball 28th against North Texas. That'll be on the road. And then finally, the 29th and 30th, the men's golf team in the Brian Bros Collegiate Tournament. So we've got that coming up. Full bank of schedule with our fall sports there here on the Blazers Nation, again brought to you by Children's of Alabama. We appreciate you watching this week on the Inferno podcast. Talked a lot of soccer, got to know how good that team is. We certainly wish them great luck as the year goes, getting ready for that conference tournament. So until next week, Scott Griffin saying so long, and thanks for watching the Inferno Podcast.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.